Welcome to Home Away From Home. I'm your host, Anne Camara, and this is my podcast about my college life. Yeah, we're just going to go unscripted on this one. I was too lazy to actually type something up, so we're just going to go off the list. So on Sunday, I came back to campus. Did I come back to campus? Yeah, I did. It's just been such a long week. I came back on the 2nd, and didn't do much. I just unpacked and then watched the Super Bowl. Go KC! Wait. Yeah, it is KC. I really can't remember. And I'm sorry if this podcast is like, this episode is a little bit slower or more spread out because I'm trying to think of words to say right on the spot instead of just reading from a script like I have done in the past. So on Monday, it was the first day of spring semester classes, and each class I got out early because it was just going over the syllabus and there wasn't much to talk about. So my first class on Monday, Wednesday, Friday was my worship music through guitar, and boy, was I not ready for that kind of vibe in the morning. The professor wrote on the board, worship music through with THROOOOOOO guitar, and I wasn't sure. And then he said, he starts walking towards the door. I'll be back, he says, maybe, and then leaves. So a lot of us are just sitting there not really knowing what to expect. And then he comes back with a bunch more papers. So he came back with the syllabus and a resource pack for us to refer to if we get stuck with anything. And then my second class was CCC, aka Created and Called for Community, which is like the part two of the FYS seminar that I took in the fall semester. And that was just going over the syllabus, and then I got out early again. My third class for that day, final class, was problem solving with computers, which fulfills my math credit, so I don't actually have to take a math course. But I might. We'll see. Went over the syllabus, did like maybe one or two small labs, which are pretty much easy assignments that I can get done in class. And then I went back to my dorm, and nothing really went else. No, I didn't really go anywhere else after that. On Tuesday, I had my next set of classes. Short story, which fulfills my gen ed literature class, and then social psych for my major. Both classes got out early because we were going over syllabus, but in short story, which is at 10:45 in the morning, the professor ended up not using one of the textbooks because, this is how the professor put it, a parent complained about this book because it's called Her Body and Other Parties, and it's by a woman named Carmen Maria Machado, M-A-C-H-A-D-O. It's basically a short story collection of objectifying and sort of over-sexualizing the woman's body. So, and I guess we can't talk about that at a Christian school because I guess we're a Christian school and it, like, objectifies the body. But, and then, on a side note, we are reading another book called Redeployment, and I don't have this book on me right now. It's on my shelf. I don't know the author, so sorry for not giving credit. That's about war. And Messiah is a pacifist college, so we can have a book about war, and, like a fictional book about war, maybe. I'm not sure if it's actually fiction or not. But we can't have a book explaining of like the dangers of over sexualizing women's bodies of today's society. I don't know. I'm still reading it anyways, and frankly it's actually pretty interesting. I enjoy it. On Wednesday it was a normal class day, and then for classes, and then later that evening, mid afternoon, Autumn and I went to a Trump rally, which were a woman for Trump with Mike Pence and two other women that spoke. I don't remember their names without having to look it up. But anyways, that was interesting because I had never been to a Trump rally or any political rally for that sorts because, and now I won't get too much into this, I don't know much about politics. And frankly, up until now, I really don't care. But I probably should since I'm an adult and can vote. But it's alright. Thursday was a normal day, and that evening I went to the union with Zach, watched him suffer through his homework and struggle, because he's taking like Calc 3 and physics classes, which are classes that I probably will never take in my life, because I don't need to. And then I just shared music because why not? I always do that with most of my friends. And then on Friday, we had our guitar labs. Now, this meant we had to bring our guitars. And on Friday, it was raining, like, really bad in the morning on my way to breakfast. And my guitar case got pretty wet. And luckily, my guitar didn't, so that was a good thing. But after that class, it ended, like, it ended at exactly 10:10, and we had to clean up, and I had to make it to Mountain View, which is sort of on the other side of campus, in order for my next class, CCC, to start. And I barely got there right before the professor started taking attendance. Now, this professor, they will take off participation percentages, like 2% if you, like, are constantly missing, or being late to a class, and then 5% for, like, maybe 3 unexcused tardies or something like that. Or unexcused tardies are, like, not showing up at all. Not sure. But I might have to email her and explain, hey, on Monday and Fridays, I might be a little late since I have to come from the high center and lug my guitar, and we will have to clean up. And then later Friday evening, Zach made me get out of my dorm for once, and I went to the Jordan Klein Center and met this group of people who played the Mafia, which was, like, basically, I would say it's kind of like Sardines, but, like, where you run around and not run, but you know what I mean, go around in the dark and just hide and seek, but with roles. There were a bunch of different roles. I was a little bit confused. Actually, I was a lot confused as to what the roles actually did when it got down to it. But it was a lot of fun. And there was this one role called the Vigilante. So they are able to kill the killers within the town. And I was walking down the hall and two people started running with their arms out in an airplane formation. Now, just based off of judging it, I would assume, okay, the person being chased, it is innocent, while the person chasing them would be the killer. So I knocked the second one, and they did end up being a killer, so that was good. And then I found out later in the game that the first one that was being chased with their arms in an airplane motion was also a killer, but they got killed because they killed the priest, and the priest is able to just kill people, kill one person, because if someone kills the priest says amen and takes their killer out with them. It's a very complicated process, but I'm not sure what Saturday's gonna be like, and I'm recording this at 2 a.m. in the morning since I got back the game lasted pretty late, and yeah, this was my first unscripted podcast episode, and I guess I do realize I talk a lot and I don't need to actually have a script, so I might just go unscripted for a little while. Possibly. Not sure. But I will also definitely be going back to the Mafia game on Friday nights, because that was fun. And then Saturday, I'm probably just going to work on some more homework. That's pretty much it. There's not much else to it. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.